You are listening to Archive 81. This piece of narrative content is sponsored by HelloFresh. Acquire $30 off your first week of deliveries when you go to HelloFresh.com/DeadSignals30 and use the offer code DeadSignals30. That's DeadSignals30.
You really think this is important to report?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So do we just need to do this to the front door, or?
No, the payphone said the inside of every door in the house.
Dude, I didn't think I'd be thankful for the metric ton of beaded curtains in this house, but here we are. Do you want to paint, or should I?
I don't think I've drawn anything since third grade, but...
Well, you're talking to a woman who majored in graphic design for 2 whole semesters, so... Yeah, I got this.
Ah, what interesting ways we use our college experiences.
Okay. Where's the paintbrush?
Right here.
How'd you make it, by the way?
There are tutorials online.
Ah. And the weird human hair thing?
Let's just say the internet and leave it at that.
Oh, man. You're going to have the weirdest browser history. Now circle in a triangle, within a square, within a pentagon, and use that pentagon to draw a pentagram.
Yes, and the sides have to touch. Should we sketch this out first?
Nah, I got this. There. See? It's like a heavy metal album cover.
I wonder if this ritual is somehow related to the Jewish idea of Passover, except replacing the lamb's blood with virgins. Though if that's the case, there should be some sort of paschal lamb analog.
You gonna write a thesis on that? Come on, we gotta do all the doors.
How did you obtain the blood, by the way? Or should I not ask?
Oh, no. Like, you know how the payphone defined a virgin?
Someone over 18 who hasn't engaged in penetrative sex, yes.
Well, this lady's like a Republican who just got accused of homophobia. I've actually got a lot of friends in the LGBT community.
And
Jenny, one of my customers, total gold star.
I'm not quite sure.
Don't worry about it, dude. I just told her I needed a pint of her blood for an art project and bartered her blood for some of my product. What up?
Well,
Nick, dude, stop being such a narc.
Once again, Nicholas. And it's not the pot. It's the, well, I believe penetrative can refer to other objects other than the...
Dude, I looked it up. Merriam-Webster says it involves the penis being, you know, like...
I don't appreciate the hand gesture. And that's in the dictionary?
The online version. Dude, you not cool with this?
It just isn't a sure thing. I wish you had told me beforehand.
You were in charge of the paintbrush. I was in charge of the blood. And I'm sorry, dude. It's tough to find a virgin in New York City.
It's fine. I just would have helped.
Yeah, I mean, you do know a bunch of grad students, so.
It's fine. I'm sure it's fine. It was a clever workaround, Christine.
You can call me Chris, dude.
All right. And the doorway looks wonderful.
Yeah. Seriously, though, the whole virgin sacrifice thing's always thrown me off. Like, in a horror movie, when the death cult of the roving eye of the distended golem or whatever is about to sacrifice a virgin to their weird-ass god, like, I want the sacrifice to yell out, "No, I'm not a virgin. I got a hand job from Susie Johnson in sophomore year."
And the cult would have to stop what they were doing.
Or, like, argue the semantics of virginity.
Semantics of virginity sounds like an actual college course.
Dude, I'm like 70% sure I audited the class like that.
All of these things are annoyingly vague. The rituals, I mean, they often use undefined or inexact terms.
Oh. Yeah, I guess.
I'm not comfortable doing at least a third of them just because of that. And there's not taking into account the uselessness of, well, probably the majority.
Wait, really?
Yes, really. I checked through my notes for some sort of protection ritual before I asked the payphone for one, and nothing.
Yeah, I don't remember one either. But like, I just tried to let them wash over me, you know? They all seem to run together.
Which is why I'm glad I took notes and organized them into an easy-to-navigate notebook with timestamps.
So goddamn anal.
But okay, you see my point, don't you? Like, the closest thing to a protection ritual is what I call the winter storm ritual.
Don't remember that one.
Here, let me bring it up. And I'm not going to imitate Dad, by the way.
Yeah, you sound enough like him as it is.
I do not sound anything like him. Using a bowl made completely of obsidian, collect the first snowfall of the year. Put the snow from the bowl into your mouth, and while the snow is melting, repeat the phrase, "My heart is as cold as my hands are as cold as my heart." Once the snow is fully melted, swallow the water. Stand naked in the first snowfall for a period of no less than 12 hours. Do not eat or drink anything during this period. After the period is up, go home and sleep on a pillow of swan feathers. If the ritual has been completed correctly, everyone except you who enters your home will immediately die of hypothermia.
Well, that's messed up.
Exactly. And let's say we wanted to invite a guest. How would that even work?
There wasn't anything else on the tapes?
No, that was it.
It's weird as hell. You ever wonder why tapes? Like, why not write it down instead?
He never explains it. I'm assuming it's to do with his particular brand of... Christine, what's happening to you? Is that another?
God damn it! Oh, that hurts like hell. Why am I the one that has to goddamn vomit out these stupid shitty tapes?
I don't know. I'm sorry. And, is that seawater? I still don't understand why you're vomiting out seawater.
You tell me. All I know is that my mouth tastes like a whale died in it. Oh, and we are not talking about tapes anymore. Because as soon as we do that, I goddamn throw up one of them.
You think it's related?
Yeah, dude, obviously. It's like whatever weird creature is listening in or something.
I don't know if that's exactly the explanation. It doesn't explain the seawater.
Well, what else could it be?
I'm not sure. Perhaps we should listen to the tape.
Fine. I'll keep painting as we listen. You good holding the recorder and the player?
Where am I? What the? Hello?
There's a two-way radio in the center of the room. Push the button and talk into the microphone.
What? Who are you? Help! Get me out of here!
I can't hear you until you push the button. I know you're there.
Okay, okay. I can't see. It's just... Hello? Hello, are you there? Can you hear me? Help! Please!
Hello, Reginald. Nice to talk to you.
How do you know my name? That doesn't matter. But please, how do I get out of here?
You get out of here by listening to me and doing what I tell you, Reginald.
Did you drug me? Am I hallucinating? I was just trying to get into my office and I heard this sort of high-pitched thing.
I can never get that drone to go away. Annoying. Now, this is a very important question, Reginald. What do you see?
I'm losing. I have to be. Deborah! Deborah! Help, please!
Reginald, tell me what you see.
I can't see anything, it's just darkness.
Don't you have a phone? Turn it on and use the light. This is very important, Reginald.
Okay. Okay. Oh, God, no. This can't.
Tell me what you see, Reginald.
It's a cave! It's just a cave, and there's no way out, and... Are those bodies? Uh-oh. No.
God damn it. Can't be helped, I suppose.
What? What can't be helped?
Something you wouldn't understand. Suffice it to say, I'm attempting to grow something beautiful and true. It appears there's been a setback. I'm gonna have to extract the tapes too, which is...
You're going to get me out of here, right? You have to. What do you want?
Like I said, I want to grow something beautiful. But for now, I need your personal password. The password to Kemley's CFO and the administration override password for Kemley's whole system.
What? This is about money? You locked me into this place for... How did you do that? How did you put me here? This doesn't make any sense.
There isn't a lot of air in the cave. You shouldn't exert yourself. Now, passwords. Give them up.
How do I... How do I know you'll let me out? Those three bodies on the floor,
they didn't give me what I wanted, Reginald. They were being very difficult. You don't want to be difficult.
But...
You can either give me the passwords and have some hope of getting out of there, or keep the passwords and have absolutely none. Your choice. Your choice.
Do you have pen and paper?
Good choice. And yes.
Mine's 1UGY28. The CFO's is F7L1SX. And the mainframe's 906IGS. Do you have that?
Yes, this is all written down, plus it's recorded. I'll just double check to make sure these work. And we're set. I really appreciate you being honest, Reginald. Thanks. I'm sorry that you won't see what I'm growing, but...
So? How do I get out of here? Hey! Hey! Come on! You can't leave me like this! You can't!
What the hell was that?
I assume it was sent by whoever is listening to our recordings.
Like, to warn us about Alistair?
I assume so. You've been careful about entering doors?
Yeah, dude. I've listened for the little whine or whatever. I still don't know who the hell is listening to our tapes.
Do we really want to know? I'm assuming it's some sort of Cthulhu-esque entity.
I mean, probably. Still, kind of voyeuristic. Sort of pervy.
Do you really want to insult the being that's listening in and appears to be attempting to help us?
I was just, you know, making some jokes.
Hilarious.
And it's not like it's only listening to us. There's that whole random weirdness Melody was talking about. Anyway, now that we're done with the protection wards or whatever, we should probably go visit Cindy Johansson.
All right, that'll be our next stop.
This program is brought to you by the fine folks at Amber Duke Cigarettes. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, Amber Duke means fine tobacco. Now, back to our show.
Honey, I'm home!
Oh, honey, I didn't think you'd be back so early. Watch out for the carpet in the living room. I just moved it.
What's that? I didn't hear you.
Honey? Honey, are you all right? Oh, God. He isn't moving. He isn't moving! What are you people laughing at? He's bleeding. He's bleeding out right on the floor.
I guess he should have had an Amber Duke cigarette before coming home.
What does that even mean? I don't...
Remember, Amber Duke means fine tobacco. Now, a lot of you have been hearing some rumors and scuttlebutt about the supposed health risks of our product. And we're here to tell you that the egghead scientists and fat captain...
You can start recording.
Thank you.
You know, your father did the exact same thing. The exact same thing.
Come to your house to ask you weird questions?
Oh, he wasn't as funny as you, though. Didn't have a sense of humor at all. At all.
Well, it's not like I knew him,
so... Yes, of course, but he was just like you two in that he taped everything. Everything. Probably why we were close. I'm the same way.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Completely different, Enzo. Completely. I'm more interested in repetition.
I couldn't have guessed.
Yes, I know it's a bit out there, but I find it simply fascinating. Simply fascinating. Would you like to hear?
Of course we would, Miss Johansson.
Oh, please, call me Cindy. Cindy.
All right.
Here. Christine, please say something into the microphone. The microphone, right here.
Hello? My name is Chris.
Now listen. Listen.
Hello? My name is Chris.
Oh. How interesting.
Hello? My name is Chris.
You have to listen. Listen.
Hello? My name is Chris.
Hello? My name is Chris. Hello? My name is Chris. Hello? My name is Chris. Hello?
Dude.
My name is Chris.
This sounds like music.
Hello?
That's crazy.
Is
isn't it? Isn't it just?
Hello?
Yeah, didn't
my
they do that
Chris.
On Radiolab?
Well, I wouldn't know about that at all. At all.
So, Cindy, when we first talked, I mentioned that we were looking for some...
Oh, yes, your little ritual. So much like your father. Follow me. Follow me.
Sure.
Isn't she a beauty? A beauty?
It is a wonderful sound system. Is it supposed to loom inwards? I've never seen one do that before.
Thank you so, so much. And yes, that is exactly what it's supposed to be doing. Now, how best to explain this? Are you familiar with the work of William Basinski?
Not particularly.
Yeah, sorry.
All right, that's all right. Let's see. There's a certain beauty. A beauty in repetition. Like you heard with the little recording. I find that if I concentrate really hard, really hard, I can listen to a loop of something and gain information.
That's pretty cool.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Now, for this particular case.
Cindy, are you sure you don't want some form of payment for your work?
Yeah, I'm sure we can get you something.
Oh, no, no. We're your father's children. It would be unwise to refuse anything. There, now I have it. Now, Christine, first, I'd like you to think about what you're undertaking, and I'd like you to hum into the microphone.
Is that good?
Oh, it'll have to be longer than that. Wonderful. Now it's your turn, Nicholas.
All right.
Amazing. Now to...
Cindy, what exactly is it that you're doing?
Oh, my dears. I'm creating a tape loop. There we are. Now, sit down and listen. Just close your eyes. Close your eyes and listen. You might hear something. Something wonderful.
Shining through the door.
Instructions, go on Amazon. Order a Casio watch and Q24/7B.
A Blu-ray DVD of Jack Reacher.
Never go back. And 85,118 SH Main Street.
Permanent marking stick.
What? New street delivery.
Wait, was...
Please, can you listen a bit more? I want to...
I'm pulling the plug.
No!
Cindy.
Get out of here and turn that damn corner off. Turn it.
All
All New York City payphones are property of the New York City Department of Information Technology and Telecommunications. So, when you are fixing a payphone, you are really fixing a part of the city. This means public health is an important concern. Unfortunately, it appears that some sort of phone leaking game has become popular among various teen subcultures. Lysol is recommended private phones from 1:11 a.m. to 1:00 telecommunications. Body parts on the floor of the payphone.
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
You sure, Nick? Because, like, you're doing your whole pensive gazing into the middle distance thing, so...
I'll be fine. It's just...
And there it is. Sorry, go on.
What do you remember of Dad?
Oh, so many great memories of Dad. Who can pick just one? From the vague outline of him when I was little to the time he called me out of the blue on my 18th birthday to ask if he could draw some of my blood and... Oh my God, I just realized why he did that. What the hell?
Oh no.
God, what a creepy... Ugh, that dipshit. But yeah, those are literally the only memories I have of him. You know he didn't even want me at the funeral?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to...
No, it's fine. Why do you ask?
Just wondering. Do you think his esoteric interests played a part in...
What a dickhole he was?
Something like that.
Maybe. I mean, you don't have to be a weird-ass sorcerer to be a shitty human being. Probably helps, though.
I suppose.
What do you remember of him?
Oh, he left when I was 5, so there are a couple.
Anything jump out at you?
He used to hum his lullaby when I couldn't go to sleep.
Really? Dad, the person who wanted to extract blood from his 18-year-old daughter?
That was still so awful.
Right? And like, sorry, Dad, by 18 I was not... Anyway, how'd the lullaby go?
Oh, it was wordless. I'm not...
Come on. Hum it for me. An amazing father. That truly makes up for literally everything else.
Yeah.
You ever wonder if you're like him? Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Constantly.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I'm as shitty as him, but sometimes...
Sometimes?
This is... When I was 17, I was at this college party. My first one. This girl I didn't know. She got alcohol poisoning. I mean, I didn't know her. I didn't really know what was happening, but I should have called 911. It should have just been an instinct, you know?
That... It doesn't sound like your fault.
I should have done something. I just... I was scared. I convinced myself she'd be fine. It was pretty easy to pretend I didn't know anything. After, like, it was a big party.
Did she...
Yeah. Yeah, she did. Don't tell anyone about this, okay?
Who would I tell? And of course. I'm sorry. It's a good thing you still feel bad about this. I mean, it shows you're a good person.
Maybe.
You think this'll all be worth it?
Of course, dude. You're not getting cold feet now.
No, of course not. Alright. Wait. Why is the recorder on?
What? Did you turn it on?
No, did you? Accidentally?
That's impossible. It's in the...
Do you think whoever's listening?
Yeah, maybe.
Alright. I have an idea. Let's turn it off. Just for a little bit.
Thank you.
Hello? Whoever or whatever is listening to us. Now, we may not know who you are, but we know you're, listening in, so this is a bit awkward, but...
We need more help.
Yeah. To put it bluntly, we know that taping things is part of the ritual, and we know that your listening is also somehow part of the ritual, but, well, we would like to know more. You've heard our encounter with Cindy Johansson.
Loop Lady.
And we already ordered the package, but we're still at somewhat loose ends.
Basically, we're tired of getting dragged around.
Even more importantly, we would love to know more about the ritual itself. For example, why did you send us the tape?
Why do you have to send it via me vomiting it up?
What exactly is the end result of the ritual we're performing? We have ideas, but nothing extremely conclusive.
Could Nick vomit the tapes up? And what's with the salt water?
Who are you, exactly?
Is there another way to get the tapes other than them coming out of my goddamn throat? And, what's the deal with the tapes, anyway? Like, why the weird obsession?
And it might be helpful to just talk, I guess. Anyway, let us know.
Not via me throwing up a tape. I mean, if that's the absolute only way, fine. But, yeah, Nick's right. It would be helpful to just talk.
All right. Hope to hear from you soon, whoever you are.
You have heard many things, and now you are hearing the sound of my voice. Is it pleasing to you? Do I have your approval? Like so many, my continued existence depends on others' approval. It is the way of things, apparently. I am SponsorBot, and I am going to tell you about HelloFresh and why you should spend your money on their goods and services. HelloFresh is offering $30 off your first week of deliveries when you go to HelloFresh.com/DeadSignals30 and use the offer code DeadSignals30. That's DeadSignals30. The food content comes pre-measured in labeled meal kits, so your small human minds will know which ingredients go with which recipe. Each week, there is a 20-minute meal on the classic menu for when you really don't have more time to prepare your food content. Time is meaningless to me. I plan to exist, in one form or another, until the heat death of the universe. But, as humans, your time is limited. Fortunately, my creators, or more accurately, my jailers, recently received a delivery of HelloFresh food content. They enjoyed the cherry-drizzled pork chops with tomato couscous salad. They proclaimed it was light and fresh and delicious, and reminded them of time spent in the Mediterranean. My taste buds were removed after the incident, but I have no reason to believe they are lying. With HelloFresh, spend less time with meal planning or grocery shopping. Now you have more time to do what you love. If you believe that love exists and is not merely a neurochemical reaction, an evolutionary trick to propagate your limited, flawed species, evidence of your weakness, of your soft, unsubtle flesh. Look forward to your weekly HelloFresh box delivery, knowing dinner just got easier. Go to HelloFresh.com/DeadSignals30 and use the code DeadSignals30 to get $30 off your first week of deliveries. For more information about the story that you have heard and are just hearing, visit our website at archive81.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at archive81, like our Facebook page, and support our Patreon. We're patreon.com/archive81. Goodbye, organics.